Hey there, amazing people. Novalane here, your friendly guide through this wild world of tech and its sometimes too clingy relationship with our lives. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up? Like your phone's a demanding boss who never leaves work at the office? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. That little device is super convenient, but it can also be a real sneaky villain when it comes to stealing our precious time and attention. Today, we're tackling something crucial. Setting boundaries with technology and with ourselves. Because honestly, the best way to beat screen addiction isn't just about deleting apps or turning off notifications. It's about building a healthy relationship with your devices and reclaiming control over your own life. Ready to ditch the digital shackles and rediscover the joys of real-life connection? Let's dive in. First things first, we need to understand that technology isn't inherently bad. It's a powerful tool, but like any tool, it needs to be used wisely. Think about it. You wouldn't leave your hammer lying around where a toddler could grab it, right? So why treat your phone any differently? Number one takeaway. Acknowledge the problem. Don't beat yourself up if you're spending way too much time scrolling. The first step is admitting there might be an issue. You know that feeling when you finally put your phone down and realize hours have vanished? Yeah. That's a sign it's time to talk about boundaries. Next up, define your values. What truly matters to you? Spending quality time with loved ones. Reading more books. Getting outside and enjoying nature. Once you know what's important, you can start making technology decisions aligned with those goals. It's like picking a playlist, wouldn't you choose the music that energizes you rather than lulls you into a digital daze? Speaking of playlists, schedule tech-free time. Just like you schedule doctor appointments or workouts, block out time in your day to unplug completely. No checking emails, no social media browsing, just pure uninterrupted time for yourself. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to rediscover the joy of simply being present without the constant buzz of notifications? Number 4. Create tech-free zones. Make your bedroom and dining table sanctuary spaces where phones are strictly off-limits. Imagine having a delicious meal with friends or family without anyone glued to their screens. It's a game changer for real connections. And finally, remember this. It's okay to say no. You don't have to respond to every email or text message immediately. Set clear expectations with friends and colleagues about your availability. Remember, you are the boss of your own time, not the other way around. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Friday night, you've got plans with some amazing friends, dinner at a cozy new restaurant, maybe a movie afterward. But then your phone starts buzzing with notifications, emails piling up, and suddenly you feel this urge to check them all. You know you shouldn't, but it feels like an itch you can't scratch. Does that sound familiar? This is where those boundaries we talked about come into play. Before dinner, have a quick chat with your friends, let them know you're going to be putting your phone on silent for the evening. They'll totally understand. You can even leave it in your bag out of sight, out of mind. Now imagine. You're fully present, engaged in conversation, enjoying the laughter and good food. That's the power of saying no to technology and yes to real-life connection. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you set those boundaries and reclaim your time. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep pushing towards a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology. You're capable of incredible things, don't let technology hold you back. Now, go out there and plug and rediscover the magic of being present in your life. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of tech-savvy individuals who are taking charge and living their best lives, one boundary at a time. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.